Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's Monday Night Raw broadcast live on USA Network from the Frostbank Center in San Antonio, Texas. In the main event, Drew McIntyre defeated Jey Uso due in part to a distraction from Jimmy Uso. Solo Sikoa attempted to interfere in the match but was run off by Cody Rhodes. World champion Seth Rollins got involved as well but was laid out by McIntyre to end the show.
Oh no! Claymore by McIntyre!
Rollins and Rhodes also appeared in the opening promo segment in which Rollins indicated that he was 100% cleared to compete, and Rhodes added that they would appear on SmackDown to respond to the challenge of The Rock and Universal Champion Roman Reigns for a tag team match on night one of WrestleMania. Gunther successfully defended his Intercontinental title on the show against Dominic Mysterio, while two other members of Judgment Day, tag team champions Finn Balor and Damian Priest, defeated Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci of Imperium. Andrade made his official in-ring return to WWE with a quick win over Apollo Crews.
Andrade fired up, Apollo in trouble in the corner. Double running knees by Andrade. And now, looking to put this one away. Andrade, face first goes Cruz, La Sombra by Andrade, wins it.
Here is your winner, Andrade!
Welcome back to Andrade.
This was Andrade's first match back in WWE since the October 12th, 2020 edition of Monday Night Raw. Raw General Manager Adam Pearce announced a six-man gauntlet match for next week's show, with the winner getting a shot at Gunther's Intercontinental title at WrestleMania. Scheduled participants are Chad Gable, Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, Ricochet, JD McDonagh, and Bronson Reed. In other results, Nia Jax defeated Becky Lynch by disqualification due to outside interference from Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark beat Caden Carter and Katana Chance, and Sami Zayn defeated Ivar before being attacked by Bronson Reed after the match. During the show, WWE made a rare acknowledgement of AEW as announcers Michael Cole and Pat McAfee congratulated Sting on his retirement match Sunday night at Revolution. In WWE Hall of Fame news, Paul Heyman is the first inductee announced for the Hall of Fame class of 2024, according to a story broken yesterday morning by the Associated Press and confirmed by WWE. Often cited among the greatest wrestling managers of all time, Heyman also worked as a promoter best known for bringing Extreme Championship Wrestling to prominence in the 1990s. He has worked extensively behind the scenes in WWE creative over the last 20-plus years, and on screen has acted as the representative of WWE talent such as Brock Lesnar, CM Punk, and currently Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. The 2024 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony is scheduled to take place on Friday, April 5th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. In more WWE news, Vince McMahon has sold off more of his TKO stock. WrestleNomics reported yesterday that the former WWE chairman sold 5,350,000 shares of his stock, totaling $420 million in value. McMahon still owns 15 million shares of TKO, or 9% of the total. In ratings news, last week's SmackDown drew a total audience of 2.348 million to Fox, according to WrestleNomics. That's up from the previous week's audience of 2.272 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.64, also up from the previous week's 0.62 demo rating. The episode came in first place for the evening in the demo, ahead of competition from the NBA. And in All Elite Wrestling news, Tony Khan confirmed during the post-Revolution media scrum Sunday night that the AEW World Tag Team title will be vacated and a tournament will be held this month to determine the new world champions. The title vacation occurs following the retirement of Sting, one half of the current holders. Sting and Darby Allin successfully defended the title against the Young Bucks Sunday night at Revolution in what was advertised as Sting's final match. This is the first time the AEW World Tag Team title has ever been vacant. Mike Santana is officially gone from AEW, according to Fightful Select. The former tag team partner of Angel Ortiz was removed from the AEW roster page last week and reportedly had not been backstage in months. Santana was among the first signees to AEW, joining the company with Ortiz in 2019. The duo split up in early 2022 due to personal differences, with Santana also missing significant time shortly after due to a torn ACL. The final AEW appearance was last October on Rampage, where he defeated Ortiz in a one-on-one match. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.